Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
We're talking about having a bath. I thought I'd treat myself to a bath on Friday night, live my best life, and, you know, because everyone's raving about it. Second time I've ever used the bath in the house, and I absolutely hated it.
I don't know why. It's just so relaxing. I do understand you need to get the right temperature, similar to a shower, and it is very hard to get the right temperature in a bath easily. It is quite an art. Usually you go hot and then you add the cold in if you need to.
Yeah, I did. It was still too hot and because I normally have very cold showers, but I thought I'd leave it hot because it'll go cold because I'm going to be in here for a while. I was in there for about 90 seconds and I was like, well, what now? You know, let's get out. I didn't enjoy it. Michaela even had a stress bath bomb that she put in there for me. She said, there you go, you got to de-stress a bit. It made me more stressful. It was not a fun experience at all.
I'm a big fan of baths. My boyfriend is a big fan. His old housemate is a big fan of them as well. He used to come home to him lots of times and yell at, where are you? And he's like, I'm in the bath. And he'd taken like a six pack in with him and he'd got a little bit tipsy in the bath.
Well, that's probably why he liked the bath.
Well, you don't realise when you're just sitting down sipping a few back. Anyways, you wanted to see what the Riverlands thoughts were. So we've opened up the phone lines, 858-23931.
Alrighty. Crystal from Barmara, what are your thoughts on baths?
I like the idea of baths, but like every time I get in there, I'm in there for 5 minutes and I get really bored, you know?
This is why you take your phone in or you put a movie on.
It's not even the feels factor of it. It's like, I think it's just because I'm such a go-go-go sort of person, I can't just sit there and relax.
Just sit there. Yeah. You feel like you're wasting time, don't you?
You're wasting. I've got washing to do.
You're wasting my time right now. Off you go. Off you go. Lee from Wakery. Join me in the good side here. Baths are amazing, correct?
No.
Sorry, I can't. No.
No.
Yes.
Do you know what? Because it's good in theory, and then as soon as you're in there, you're like, okay, this is boring.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Stop with the boring factor. It's relaxing.
Look, I'm sorry. We're just not into bath bombs.
Yeah, well, I had a bath bomb as well, Lee. The stress bath bomb. You know what it did? Made me more stressed. No good.
You're like, I've got to clean this up now.
Exactly.
Bath bombs don't need cleaning unless you buy the really dodgy ones.
No, I'm in agreement with you, Lee. Thank you very much for joining
hang
the
up,
No
go
song.
Away.
Okay, next. Alrighty, Brad from Berry. Baths, mate. Yes or no?
Guys, you can't beat a good bath, but thank I hate you. It when someone else tries to get in there with you as well.
Okay,
I feel this. I've lived in a place with a very tiny bath. I also now live in a place with a huge bath. So the big bath with two people is kind of all right because you use counterbalance each other from sliding around.
Brad, what's the draw card? What's the good thing about a bath here? Help me understand.
Mate, there's nothing more relaxing. See, I used to do this every Friday night when I was living on my own before I had a missus. And you just sit in the bath, you have a couple of beers, and you're just relaxing. I actually had it so I could see my TV through my bedroom from there.
Oh, well, that's what
it
is.
It's my little space.
It's the TV.
Bath, beers and TV. It's the way to go. Thank you.
Exactly.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks for being on the right side of the argument. Jess from Loxton. Baths, yes or no?
It's a big yes for me.
Yes. Thank you. No, thank
wrong
you.
Wrong answer.
It's only with a glass of wine in hand.
That's fine. That counts.
I'm seeing a trend here. People that like baths don't actually like the bath bit. They like the wine bit or the TV bit or the laptop bit.
No, but you got to do it in the bath.
It certainly does help. It's also, though, the locked door bit. So having the door locked and no one else able to come and access you because you're having some me time. You can sit in there with a glass of wine in total silence and anything going on outside, kids screaming and whatever else is happening in the rest of the house just doesn't matter.
See, when you have kids, Scudder, you're going to be loving them, all right?
Yeah, righto.